Okay, once again, live and direct from the Thomas H. Sither Sports Center here on the campus of Brossard High School, and we are prepared to play the varsity basketball game, and the national anthem is about to be played.
I lied.
Maybe.
God bless our flag and our nation. Amen.
There we go. All right. So in Melvin Webster's absence, great job by Brett Rushman. Obviously, he didn't have the thing set up to play the St. Mary's Choir rendition of the national anthem. So we're going to go right with the introduction of the starting lineup. First for the St. Henry Crew Satyrs. Wearing number four, Red Ravens Craft, the junior. Number 11, Jack Grayson. Number 12, Matthew Rising, a junior. Number 24, Camden Fetters. And who was the last one?
Setters, Raising, Grayson, and Ravenscraft. I got them circled on the sheet there, Dave.
There we go. All I have to do is look at that.
Yep, there you go.
Fetters. And now the starting lineup for your Brossard Mustangs. And first out of the gauntlet, we're in number four, Logan Woosley, number five, Brandon Beasel, the junior, number 24, the shooter, Mason Seapade, Luke Schumacher wears 40, and rounding out the Mustangs lineup, number 45, the man in the middle, 6'6", 245-pound senior. That is David Govan. So good chat, perfect timing with Jacob Light.
Did you get all your answers, or all your questions
he did,
answered?
Yeah, he did pretty well.
All
right. You know, short and to the point, but, you know, there were things that he really bit on and ran with, and then there were some other things that, you know, just kind of a curt, you know, I tried to get him to promote our end zone clocks that I'm trying to get installed at the Mac. Those are $5,000.
Oh.
But he said he actually pays more attention to the official when he raises his fist, telling him he has five seconds to play rather than depending on an end zone clock. So
there you go. One to learn.
Yeah, two step forwards with the lighted downs markers, one step back for the end zone clocks. And did we control the tip?
We did control the tip, and Mr. Reising banged on us on the wrong side of the court. We hadn't even made it past half court yet. He picks up his first foul.
All right, we're underway from the MAC, and no score. Brossard moving toward U.S. 27. Mason Seapate on the dribble drive. Govan's got it. Back door. And now back out on the wing to Brandon Beasold. Beasold up top to Wooz. Wooz tries to dump it down to Govan. Govan struggles for it, but Luke Schumacher comes up with it, puts up in a shot attempt, draws a whistle. He'll go to the line, and he'll shoot two.
Rhett Ravenscraft with his first foul of the game, second on St. Henry.
He had an older brother that graduated last year, was part of the back-to-back state champion, a state champion, St. Henry Crusaders, and the Mustangs will play ahead from ahead 1-0 as Luke drops the first of two.
Great scrappy move by Luke to get that rebound and put it back up, Dave.
Second one is no good, and the Crusaders want to run. St. Henry comes into this ball game, 6 wins. 7 losses, your Mustangs 7-10. All down on the block, turn around, and goal and foul as Matthew Reising scores. He has grown since we saw him last at St. Henry.
He's a big dude, Dave.
That is Lisa Guyman Reising's son, a graduate of this venerable institution. And a 3-point play the old-fashioned way by Reising.
I'm getting tired of you telling me about all these other kids, Dave.
I know. We had Nick Moore's boy playing in the freshman game for St. Henry.
Oh.
All right, Mustangs under pressure, and Woosley spits it up. The Mustangs turn it over, but St. Henry cannot stand prosperity and throw it out the other end of the gym. And the Mustangs now will inbounds
full court
behind a full court press. Ball comes into C-Pate. C-Pate draws the trap. One dribble gets the bees across the timeline. Luke Schumacher attacks on the baseline. Now feeds the big dog, who throws a underhanded pass out to Woosley but cannot get a shot off. So as I always say when we play St. Henry, that the Crusaders out Mustang the Mustangs, and the Mustangs sometimes out crew the crew. Ball and basket, Camden Fetters. And one of the things that have plagued us have been turnovers, and we have emphasized them at practice. But the Mustangs here early on.
That's a blocking call and a bucket.
Early on, guilty of a couple turnovers, and now a made basket as we try to stand in, take a charge, and an encore appearance back at the free throw line by Reising.
They call that? Yeah, they did give it a bucket. I was going to say, it didn't pop up at first, Dave, but he did get the bucket and goes for the one now.
And three-point play, back-to-back three-point plays. That foul was committed by Mason Seapate, trying to stand in, take a charge. And after leading 1-0, St. Henry has put 8 straight on the board here in the first 2 minutes of the ball game. Another thing that we've had problems with this season is getting out of the gate and being forced to play from behind. How about you, Mason Seapate? Top of the key. 3 for Mason Seapate. That narrows the margin dramatically, and now it's 8-4 for the Crusaders. St. Henry dressed in red, trimmed in blue, navy blue, and white. Prosser playing man-to-man, picking him up top of the three-point line.
Who is that, the old Piston uniforms there, Dave, or the stripes on the side like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Those are not Nike, so I don't know if those are Adidas or what brand they are. At any rate, stop, pop, no good, Ravenscraft, and Brandon Beasold's going to come away with the basketball. Down in the corner, C-Pate gets it to Govan. Govan, yeah, we missed Luke cutting through the back door, and David forced to give it up to C-Pate, who will nonchalantly dribble it at the top of the key. Govan pops out on a wing. Now we try to throw it inside. Pass anticipated by the crew. Another Brosser turnover, but Ravenscraft back-tipped on the way up for the shot. Brosser gets it, and Beasold! Brandon Beasold knocks down the three, and it's a 1-point ball game, 8-7. So a nice little run here on a back-to-back three-point goal, C-Pate and Beasold. 4:10 to play, first period.
Bench is getting excited here,
yep,
Dave.
Yep, yep. Good defense down in the short corner. Forces number 11, Grayson, to give it up. But then Grayson crosses the face of the rim and scores.
Great athletic move.
10-7 ball game. Mustangs will, we're going to double stack them at the high elbow. Get the ball outside. Cruzy, who's now in the lineup.
David going to ceiling. Look like he's trying to ceiling.
Cruzy having trouble seeing past Matthew Reising.
Yeah.
And this will force the Bishop Rosser timeout with 3:33 remaining here in the first period.
Well, Dave, we sort of got behind early, which you said has been a Achilles heel all year, but I like the 2 threes to come back and get us within striking distance again. We turn around and give up a bucket there, so we're still one possession away. 3:33, not in horrible position right now, but let's settle down, play some Mustang basketball, and watch St. Henry play some Crusader basketball. And, you know, two coaches, it seems like we joked around earlier on the JV game how they were talking before the game and sharing basketball notes, I'm sure. You know,
there we go. Mustangs will send Woosley and Cruzy along with Schumacher and Govan. Mason Seapate, the three-man. Rosser will inbound right in front of that student section. well-populated, rather sedate at this particular point in time. And we will inbound to Cruzy. Cruzy gives Woosley a high ball screen, three-point shot on the way. Can we get three in a row? We cannot. So that attempt by Cruzy, no good. And here comes 24 to the house. Fetters, who dumps it off to who?
He dumped it off two setters.
Two setters for the goal. 12 to 7 now as St. Henry successful in taking it all the way to the basket. Lob. We do get it to
get in there
to Woosley, who gets fouled on an off-balance stick-back effort. And Woosley, for the first time tonight, will attempt to put ink in the scoreboard. Scorebook after Owen Setters commits the personal foul.
Three on St. Henry, two on the Mustangs.
Logan up with the first, and nothing but net. Rossert free throw shooting. Woosley is, well, Beasel's 91% as a team. We're 62%, so a lot of guys right there in the 70s. Woosley's second one up, and you can write it down. Another one just like the other one, two of a kind, bookends.
And a full court press.
12-9. Mustangs being aggressive. St. Henry breaks it. They have numbers, but they're having trouble handling the basketball.
Woo's trying to.
You're going to have trouble selling that one.
Yeah.
Woo's not only touched the ball last, but he was standing out of bounds when he did it.
Ref gave me a little smile there.
Ball comes in to Fetters. Fetters dumps it in over the top. They're a little bigger than us.
Yeah, they are.
In the interior and a little beefier.
Yeah.
Braden Fetters draws the Rossert foul.
Cruzy. It's funny, Dave, you know, in warm-ups they didn't look that big, but putting out their next star guys, they've got a couple bigs down there and meeting up against us too.
Anthony Cruzy with that personal foul, and at the free throw line, Braden Fetters shooting two, and the first one is in the book. Here comes Luke Schumacher back, and he'll spell Anthony Cruzy. So the Mustangs get a little bigger, stronger, wider now.
So we got two Fetters
out there. Ashley Vader in the house. Always good to see Ash. Come to.
She brought us food, too. How nice
of her.
There
we go. And the shot, second free throw, no good. Govan battles, but that battle is won by Jack Grayson for St. Henry. Skip across. I thought a three-point shot would be upcoming. It is, but it's by Grayson. And the rebound stick back by big man Fetters. And that gives the Crusaders a 15-9 advantage.
We've just burnt our second timeout early in the game, Dave.
So Scott Code not liking the way we're being manhandled on the glass down here and the abundance of second effort opportunities and baskets for your Mustangs calls our second timeout.
Yeah, we got to get big, and we got to get big in a hurry, Dave, and it's not going to be through the size on a roster. It's got to be through the strength and determination by these kids.
All right, so let's hope that we can solve it, figure it out. Rosser with 9 points, two free throws by Woosley, 3-point goals by Brandon Beasel, Mason Seapate. And the big men have produced one free throw.
Yeah, not a normal bucket by us yet, Dave. In the meantime, St. Henry's got six of them in there.
And they're just, you know, they're hitting the boards hard, and they're getting second looks, third looks, and they're finishing on them. All right, Rossert's going to look at full court pressure out of the timeout. Brandon Beasold gets a screen by Govan, who opens right up, and we get it to the big dog. Govan across the timeline into the double team, gets it to Schumacher. Schumacher tries to touch pass Seapate, and that is intercepted. So Crusaders pretty good on reading our passing lanes out. Bounce pass, no good, and then Crusaders going to be guilty of a turnover. Seapate attacks up the bench side of the floor. Now down in the corner, and good hustle again by Jack Grayson as he deflects it into the Crusader bench. Jack Poe, who saw quality minutes in the JV game, off the bench and into the lineup.
See if he can inflict some muscle.
Yeah, Poe had four points.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think he scored a lot, but he was very meaningful.
He's always going to be a factor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Woosley now sheds the defender.
Oh.
And again, as we try to hand off to Sepate, splitting our offensive players is Grayson and another Crusader basket off a Brosser turnover. Ouch, it just hurts me to watch us do this because, you know, I know we should be better than this.
Take care of the ball. Here we go.
And another one. Woosley has one stripped away. Well, Woosley is going to extract his pound of flesh. There will be no made layup. Woosley's going to pick up the high-impact personal foul, and this will send to the free throw line.
The ref's having a word with Woos. Hey, chill out a little bit, buddy, would you?
Number three, Carson Shea. So Shea probably.
That's Brian's son. I see Brian sitting over there.
Rattled just a little bit, misses the first. One remains. And he gets it. 18-9. The Crusaders double it up on your Mustangs here in the first quarter. Minute 14 to play. Backcourt. Come run, jump. And now a foul up high.
Okay, I was going to say, we had our number three dribbling, and I saw the elbow, and usually that's an offensive foul, but if that's so, that's Carson Shea's
Carson
second
Shea
foul, maybe?
Picks up a common foul. Hey, I got one on the board. I'm the only guy for one, but that means nothing.
Yeah.
All right. Under a minute now. Brossard needs to generate some offense. Govan holding the ball. Top of the key. Three red-shirted Crusaders take it away from him. And coming the other way, a slam dunk by Braden Fetters. Fetters puts an exclamation point on that one, and now we trail 11. Govan, well, we get a break there because it looked like the crew had knocked that one. Mr. Hunter, one of the officials tonight, the principal of Newport High School.
Yep, he's done a couple different gigs from different places.
Yep,
so.
He was once the athletic director at Bracken County. His brother was once the freshman coach here at Brossard.
Well, that's Gary, yeah.
Gary Hunter. All right, final 31 seconds of the first quarter. It's been pretty much a nightmare for the Mustangs outside of 2 3-point goals. Just maintaining possession is tough. Sepate rocks one from 3-point range. It won't go. Look at this. Here comes Rising full speed ahead. Dumps it off the Fetters for an easy basket. And give that assist to Matthew Rising. Breezold over his shoulder and a conventional basket for the Mustangs ahead of the buzzer as the first quarter comes to an end. In the period, 22 points on the board for the Crusaders, who only average 58 points a game, and 11 for our Mustangs, who average 54 points a game. Well, intense defense was our problem against Bracken County. Intense defense is our problem here again tonight against the St. Henry crew. Well, you know, I mean, we have got to do a better job taking care of the basketball. You know, the single coverage defense quickly becomes a double team run jump, and a lot of attacking the basketball and deflections have resulted in 9 2-point goals for the Crusaders as opposed to our buzzer beater by Brandon Beasel.
We've had a couple balls just right there at half court, Dave, as we're trying to get set up in our offense where, you know, they just get attacked and then somebody comes from the backside to help out and steals the ball and no one's down on our half of the court to stop them. We got to protect the ball. We're not doing that right now.
Alternating possession arrow will award the ball to the visiting St. Henry Crusaders, who are on top here by 11. The Mustangs are going to go to a 1-3-1 zone. Try our luck doing that. 3-point shot from the corner. No good. One done for the Crusaders. Anthony Cruzzi down with a rebound. Ooh. Brings it ahead. May have broke that trail foot. And we're just going to play on. Now, the funny thing is, the official working this back was the guy that Gary Wilson subbed for in the JV game. Okay, well, strange things happen.
Yep.
And Cruzy tries to take on the landed Giants. Can't get it to go.
Call that on Luke.
Why don't we have a jump ball? As it looked like Luke had done a creditable job of tying up the Crusader. Mr. Yep. Wilson says no, and Luke Schumacher assessed with the team's fifth personal foul.
I always thought they rotated on a foul call, Dave. He never really came to the scorer's table to call that. He called it from underneath.
Well, Luke was about the only one in the time zone down there.
No argument.
There's a three-point shot, no good. But great hustle by Matthew Rising to follow his shot, misses. But an ensuing stick back by Rhett Ravenscraft. So I tell you what, the St. Henry Crusaders are, what do I want to say?
Strong, physical,
quick,
good vision, court vision.
Here it is, ravenous.
ravenous.
the word that I'm looking for.
Right.
I mean, we are just struggling to maintain possession of the ball. Inbounds play from the sideline. Brandon Beasold.
Almost gave that up.
Yeah, St. Henry got a hand on the pass, came into Luke. Schumacher gets it to Govan. Govan's going to attack. Puts up one from the baseline, not close.
Is that his first or second shot of the game?
Yeah. That's the first that I can remember.
Yeah.
And a foul coming up against the Crew.
Owen Setters. That's his second.
So we will try. We will send David to the free throw line and David Govan for two.
He just said one and one, so let's see what.
Oh, one and one it is. Yeah. Seven. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I thought they called it.
Yeah.
For that, but it was on the rebound, and David Govan hits the first.
There you go. Yeah, regardless, it's now a two attempt shot, and Govan on a heater right now.
24 to 12. Hey, rattles the second one, no good. So 24 to 12 is what it is. St. Henry goes to four corners, and the unforced turnover from the corner back up to the hash mark goes out of bounds. Last touch by St. Henry. All right, guys, let's put something together here. Run a little offense, get a good high percentage shot. So far, everything's been contested. Govan gets it, drops steps, and finds himself underneath the backboard.
Lucky that wasn't dribbled off his toe, dribbled off St. Henry's toe.
So we're going to line him up four across the blocks, and the blocks extended. Lob in up top. Here comes Govan, one on one. Puts it up. Ball sits
Luke.
The rim. Thinks about it. Won't go.
And one.
And Schumacher from flat on his back feeds Govan up Main Street, who scores it and draws the foul from Rhett Ravenscraft. So Govan now will... and gets the three-point play the old-fashioned way, hits the free throw.
And that's two on Ravenscraft, so St. Henry has two on two starters and two on a sub. That's getting good minutes right now. So
24 to 15.
And a lot of time left in the first half.
Plenty.
Not many fouls.
And a 2-point goal. Riesing has his foot on the line, and 8 points now for the junior.
Oh, just
well, we tried a pass over a double team right into the hands, and Fetters whistled for steps.
Yeah, he tried to do a Euro step there, Dave, and they didn't let him have it.
And again, we're facing 84 feet of total heat. Give and go back to the inbounder, C-Pate. C-Pate all the way to the free throw line. Schumacher tries to force a shot up, can't get it to go. Govan down with a rebound, gets his pocket picked, and here comes an uncontested layup by Ethan Kaiser. Wow, 28 to 15.
Now David made that one extra pass, and it was contested by Luke. He went up twice and just couldn't come back down with it. David had it kicked out, and an easy bucket.
5:20 remains here in the half, and it's been all St. Henry's who have built a 13-point lead. Rossert JV's led by 11 at halftime. St. Henry overcame that and went on to win by one. Meanwhile, Govan with a baby hook that finds its mark. 28 now to 17. We're back to within 11.
That was a great buck under a great defense, Dave. He went strong and wouldn't give up on it.
There's one of my short corner middles. Yep. Great job as Kaiser finds
Grayson, Jack Grayson.
Number 11, Jack Grayson, who puts it in the book. Made it look easy.
Yeah, he did.
Brandon Beasold up top being confronted. Govan forced out of the paint. Give and go, Brandon Beasold with the left-handed layup. 7 points now for Bees, 30 to 19. Mustangs beginning to compete. 4:13 remains here in the half. Wide open three-point look is good by Jack Grayson.
No one was in the same zip code as him,
nope.
Dave.
9 points now for Grayson.
Look at the two big men out on Bees right there, Dave.
Well, Bees was able to free him. We got Woo! A give-and-go basket. David Govan does his best. Jacob Light, twist and turn, imitation, and scores. 8 points here in the period for Govan, 33 to 21. And a whistle and a foul as Mason Sepate is surrounded.
They're going to give it to 11. I thought it was on 24, but they're calling on 11 here.
Take your pick, and we're going to.
Yeah. No, he is calling on 24. That's Camden Fetter's second foul.
Okay, so we will now walk.
And comes
the length
fresh
of the floor, right. And Mason Sepate will go to the line to see if we can capitalize on the one bonus. The left-hander delivers and scores, hits the first, earns the second, back to 11. Mustangs now trying to chip away. 33-22, one shot remains. The left-hander delivers and gets them both. Sepate now draws the Mustangs to within 10 at 33-23. 3:37, Sepate's going to have a seat. And Nate Chalk into the Mustang lineup, trying to give us a little bit of size. Nate will mix it up.
Oh,
3-point
yeah.
shot from the corner contested.
Get it,
Govan,
David.
Govan had his hands on it. Can't get it. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by the crew. And the Mustangs now in the double bonus and a chance to capitalize on the St. Henry turnover.
Yeah, we've only got five fouls on us, Dave. They've got nine. And they've got, you know, I don't want to say foul trouble yet, but they got four guys with two.
Cruzy tries to barrel his way into the paint, and he draws the whistle. So Cruzy got a half step to the rack, attacks from the left side.
And, you know, one of our beasts this year, Dave, with his squad has been getting to the line, and here
yep.
we are today, Dave. We're getting there right now.
Well, we're getting chances.
Yeah.
We have been to the free throw line. This will be our 10th, 11th attempt, and tonight we're hitting them. So the Mustangs have closed at the double digits, or single digits, 33-24. 33-25, and it's back to a ball game. So the Mustangs, via the free throw line, have clawed their way back into contention here with 3 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the first half. Mustangs out of that 1-3-1 zone, back man-to-man, doing what we do best, trying to keep the crew out on the perimeter and avoid further damage.
And a steal. Oh, what's he going to call?
And I think we're going to be okay here.
No way. Wow.
Oh.
He was on the bottom and gets called for the foul. That's, yeah, I love it.
The foul goes against yeah. Kaiser is... Cruzy got out, intercepted the pass, found himself on the hardwood, and now the Mustangs back to the free throw line. Jack Poe with a chance to put ink in the book for the first time tonight, and does not. Misses on the first. Let's get one. Make it a 7-point advantage. Left-hander hits the second, and it is 33 now to 26.
All right. There you go, Elmer.
Tried to climb it back, and David Faust, unhappy that his ball club is obliging the Mustangs by putting us on the free throw line, where we have been now 13 times and have connected on 11 of them.
Three misses. I see three misses.
All right. 10 of them.
Yep. 2, 4. Yep, right. All right. Wow, I'm right. My wife never tells me that.
10 of 13.
All right. We'll take that. In the meantime, the crew is 4 of 6.
Their aggressiveness to the ball, the constant doubles, the 10% contacts have kind of come back to haunt them here in the second part of the second period, where the Mustangs have made it to the double bonus.
How about this officiating against Bracken County, Dave?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you know, we talked about that, where I didn't think the officiating was bad. There's a lot of contact. This one, they're calling it, and other games they don't. So
yep.
It's all fair in love and war.
All right, out of the David Faust timeout. Travel? Nope. What do we got? Push.
Yeah.
Braden Fretters on an off-balance shot on a pass from Ethan Kaiser.
Nate Schalk, that's our sixth
foul. This will be
common.
A common foul, and it'll result in an inbounds play. St. Henry sets up the picket fence across the free throw line and send all four of them attacking the basket. Rosser does good job defending it, and Jack Grayson shuffles his feet, loses his footing, and turns the ball over to the Mustangs, who now have a chance to cut further into the 7-point deficit.
I love this, Dave. That stop of the clock was happening, and Luke Schumacher said, "Coach, you want me to go in?" He goes, "Yeah, he come over, put in a couple other guys." So.
All right, here's the full court press again. Go ahead and foul us in the backcourt.
Yeah.
Govan's going to throw it in. Bees is going to get it. Draws the double and splits defenders. So Bees old now, one on one with Kaiser. Hands it off to Cruzy. Bounce passes across to Luke Schumacher. Luke, I don't know what C-Pate was going to do with that one if we'd have got it to him.
Was it C-Pate or was it Govan? I couldn't tell if he was trying to hook it around him, Dave, but either way, that ball was going to be a scud
anyway,
missile.
It was deflected out of bounds.
And it's a handoff.
And the Mustangs get it into Govan, who is stripped. Here comes 11. Grayson quickly up the sideline. They dump it in to one of their many guys who play that post position, and the drought ends for the crew as Jack Grayson has hit his second three-point goal. Back to a 10-point advantage, 36-26. We're under 2 minutes, and a three-point shot put up by C-Pate, one done. Down with the rebound comes the crew. Quickly down to the short corner, they try to give go. No good, can't be handled, and away with it. With the ball comes Luke Schumacher for the Mustangs. He's old, trapped over in front of the student section. I think we need a little better separation, maybe. I really don't know what we need. Anyway, we're going to double stack them at the high elbows. C-Pate up top, Govan. Govan's been known to pull the trigger from that spot. C-Pate attacks the basket. Lot of contact, no sympathy from the under official, and coming the other way. Shot by the crew, no good. Second shot by the crew, no good. But the third effort, good by Braden Fetters. 12-point advantage. St. Henry on the rebound, under a minute, 54 seconds remains here in the half. Beasel slams on the brakes, hands off Cruzy.
Look how they put the big guys out top.
And they do, and that really makes it tough on our guards.
They're quick.
Because they're a half tall, half ahead, and taller than we are. Here comes Govan.
There you go.
And he feeds Luke Schumacher, and Schumacher on the baseline attack scores. Back to a 10-point deficit, 38-28.
Now they got those three bigs, Dave, and they put two out front. They still have one down on Govan. So,
Yep.
Good defense, yeah.
15 seconds remains in the half. Kaiser with a dribble act up top. Gets it to the blonde headed rising. Fetters. 4-3.
No.
Wide open three rising. Overshoots it. And that's the half. Well, I guess it could be worse, but after 2 8-minute periods of NKAC, Division II varsity basketball, the St. Henry Crusaders with periods of 22 and 16 for 38, and the Brossard Mustangs with periods of 11 and 17 for 28. All right. It is what it is. Let's take a break and let's hear from the good folks that put up the money that make the Mustangs go. Another high-intensity basketball game underway. Here at the here at the Mac. Here at the Sido.
1, 2, 3, go. Hi, Dave Schauble here. We all know that money makes the Mustangs go. Thanks to our good friends and supporters who stepped up to support our basketball Mustangs this season. Jen Seepate from Nelder Realty, the good folks at LPM Electric, Dr. Mike Walker, DMD, and his dental hygienist, Jenna Verst, the good folks at Darling Ingredients, who are super sponsors, John Kramer and United Plumbing, J&J Service, the good folks at Fuller Ford, Pat Service, Mark Citrullo at Hollander Manufacturing, who supports all things Mustangs, Tom Munninghoff and John Hickman at Munninghoff and Lang CPAs, Rick Shermer and True Stone Distributors, Bob Munninghoff at Valley National Administrative Services, Jackpot Dumpster Rental, Justin Kramer, Mid Valley Service and Supply, Mickey Meyer and Sherry Keller, our good friends at Bluegrass Liquor in Island Heights, Jeff White at Roush White Company, Todd Chalk and the good folks at Osterwish Company, the Overding family who operate the Silver Grove Dairy Bar, your summer place to be, and Jones Eye and the crew at Skyline Chili. Support these good folks who support the Mustangs. We can't do it without them.
Dave Schauble, Dave Tremman back here in the booth at Brossard High School, where your Mustangs trail at halftime by a score of 38-28 in another in-your-mug. We're going to contest every pass. We're going to contest every dribble by the Crusaders, resulting in numerous early game turnovers that resulted in numerous early game Crusaders basket. However, their aggressiveness came back to haunt them a bit in the second period as the Mustangs went to the free throw line for 9 free throw attempts, on which we hit 7 of them, and are 10 of 13 from the free throw line overall, and maintain a 10-4 advantage from the stripe. The Mustangs, with 7 scorers in the book, led by Brandon Beasold with 7, David Govan with 8, 5 for Mason Seepate, 3 for Luke Schumacher, 2 from Anthony Cruzy and Logan Woosley, and a free throw by Jack Poe. The Mustangs are 10 of 13 from the free throw line. On the other side of the ledger, St. Henry has 8 that have scored. 12 points for Jack Grayson, including a pair of threes. 9 for Braden Fetters, the big man. 8 for Matthew Rising. Then we drop back to 2 apiece. Rhett Ravenscraft, Ethan Kaiser, Camden Fetters and Owen Setters. The Crusaders 4-6 from the free throw line, but they lead here by a score of 38-28. Well, for a team that only averages 58 points a game, they're on a 76-point pace here at halftime.
Well, Dave, their three of their guys, their starters, Grayson, Rising, and Fetters, have outscored our entire team. They have 29 to our 28. We did win the second quarter. That's a positive.
17-16.
Yeah, but we haven't slowed them down offensively. No. So 22-16, I mean, that's a bit of a thing. But to see us get back in that scoring mode, you know, we're not known for our prolific scoring. We put up 17 in the quarter. That's pretty good for us. You know, that's a 72 pace or whatever. So, it's just what we can do. And, McKenzie's trying to send it. Yeah. When the lines go through, that's trying to get the full stats. She's kind enough to – it just popped through, McKenzie. All right, good deal. So we've got stats coming through, Dave, eventually here. So
I'm just going to make an editorial comment that St. Henry's leading scorers on the season, Camden Fetters, 13 a game, Owen Setters, 10 a game, haven't done any damage at all. Fetters has scored 2, and Setters has scored 2. So big performances tonight with a pair of 3s and total of 12, Jack Grayson and Matthew Rising. Always likes to come to Alexandria and play against his old grade school buddies. And Braden Fetters putting up big numbers with 9. Rhett Ravenscraft, their normal leading three-point shooter, has not hit one. She has yet. Only has a two-point goal. And Camden Fetters, their 76% free throw shooter, has not graced the presence of the charity stripe. So, everything a little bit helter-skelter for the Crew, but the overall result gives them a 10-point lead just by being aggressive and attacking. And what was the word that I used? That described the effort.
Ravenous. Yeah,
ravenous.
There we go.
Defense as opposed to, our Mustangs' ability to take advantage until they got past the bonus and then exceeded 10 for the double bonus, and the Mustangs then capitalized from the free throw line. On the other side, David Govan, 14, Mason Cepate averages 11 a game, the Mustangs 54. You said you had stats. They're all yours.
I've got stats here, Dave, leaning sideways here. McKenzie Code, kind enough to try an alternate method to get them to me here. So taking pictures from her phone and send them out. We have 10 turnovers for the game, Dave. That does not shock me. I would even guess the under on or the over on that. 8 rebounds spread across pretty wide. Govan with 3 of those. So I'm trying to look here to see what else we got here, Dave, as far as any other great stats. I've got to get up a picture. She sent me like 10 photos.
Oh, okay.
I got each one, and they're all sideways here. So shooting percentages, believe it or not, we're 6 of 12 from 2-point, 2 of 5 from 3-point.
You need to get more shots.
Yeah, exactly. Overall, 8 of 17 from the field goal for 47%. You mentioned a 10 of 13 from the line. Let's see here. I don't know if I got much else in that. That's not going to help me. That's about it. I don't see anything from St. Henry on here. I'd like to see what their stats were as well as far as turnovers and rebounds. So.
Mustangs will go to Scott on Friday night. That is a regular JV. That's a triple header. So the freshman JV and varsity will take on the Scott Eagles in Taylor Mill Friday night. And, of course, that is a district seeding game. Cavalry has defeated the Scott Eagles. The Scott Eagles present matchup problems for us. And we'll have to see what we're able to do at Scott. Right now, our concerted effort is going to be on, let's see if we can overcome this 10-point deficit, become contentious in the second half, and make a ball game of this. Mustangs will head to the City of Beautiful Homes next week, as well as ascend the Carruthers Road Hill. And next Saturday, perhaps take on the Holy Cross Indians. That would be 3 days after they play. No, it'd be 2 days after they're scheduled to play in the All-A state. Nope, I'm sorry. Yes. No, I'm not sorry at all. That is an accurate statement. All right, let's see what we can get done here. The Mustangs are going to send Cruzy, Brandon Beasold, Mason C. Payton, the two bigs, Luke Schumacher, David Govan, the battle. Govan has a penchant for scoring prolifically early on in the second half. Let's see if that trend can continue.
Well, he turned up the heat in the second quarter, Dave, with 8 points. Didn't score in the first quarter. So we had 6 of our 8 that scored did score in the second quarter.
All right. It'll be a Bishop Brossard basketball, and we will be heading from left to right toward the concession stand end of the side dome. We're going to line them up, throw into the backcourt to Cruzy. That's the escape valve entry pass, and Cruzy will take on Rhett Ravenscraft at the top of the key. Looks like the Crew content to play half court man-to-man. Govan, C-Pate tries to free himself, and now Govan pops out to take a release pass. C-Pate having trouble getting open. Govan draws the double. Here's the three-point shot on the way for C-Pate. No good. Luke Schumacher scrambling for it, but there will be a held ball, and the alternating possession arrow will award the basketball to the Crusaders.
Once again, I'm shocked that Luke Schumacher was on the ground for a loose ball, Dave. Love the hustle he's got.
Great effort out of the Brossard number four man, Luke Schumacher. Only played 2 varsity games a year ago as he had double knee surgeries. Seems to be recovered and 100% this season. So the Mustangs now, we'll see if we can force a little mayhem on the Crusaders defensively. They just like to dribble and kick out, try to set up shooters. Shot up, no good. Boy, Rising gets up high.
Yeah, he did.
And was unable to come down with it. Actually, that wasn't him. That was Owen Setters. So the ball goes out of bounds. The Crusaders come up empty. The Mustangs will inbound from underneath the St. Henry basket, and we are looking down the barrel of full court pressure.
Looks like we got a little Owen Setters or somebody laying on their perspiration
moisture
on the ground.
Out there at the block. Team effort in getting that spread out and dried. And we get it into the corner, and here comes the double-team trap. Cruzy, elusive, throws ahead. David Govan, he ain't backing off, takes it to the house, and scores. So he has hope for David Govan.
In the meantime, Setters came down. Looked like he was going in for a dunk. Luke Schumacher went up and palmed the ball, and we get a foul call on Luke that, in my opinion, was not a very good call.
And draws a reaction from the crowd.
Yeah.
So
Schumacher, I'm not the only one with that opinion.
The violation, and Setters goes to the free throw line where he clanks the first free throw attempt off the front of the rim. Yeah, I missed that completely.
Oh,
it's
too
bad.
Beautiful play, yeah. So go back and watch it tonight, Dave.
There we go. Second one is good. 39-30, favor of the Crusaders, just underway. Second half, Dave Schaubel and Dave Trentman. Well, we get in trouble on the sideline, try to throw into no man's land, and St. Henry back on the offensive attack. They space pretty well.
Yep.
Four corners, three-point shot up, no good, and Luke Schumacher crashes the battle for the rebound and comes away with it.
Well, Cruzy got mismatched down to Owen Setters down there. He just battled the heck out of him, Dave. Really muscled up on him, wouldn't let him get pushed around. Good hustle.
Cruzy strong in spirit, small in stature. And Cruzy there tries to run off a high ball screen from Govan. Turn back. Govan finds himself with the leather all the way at the top of the key. Beasold straight away. How about you, Brandon? No. Now, Govan with Man, they just, it looked like we had a sure thing stick back. Another great hustle by,
don't throw it away,
by Luke Schumacher, but great hustle by the Crusaders' Fetters to run it down.
But he stepped on the out of bounds as Govan was hot on his tail. So we get the ball back. All
Schumacher, man, he came away with that, threw it ahead. Govan couldn't quite get it. Here is another straightaway. I like this one. And it won't go. So Brandon Beasold 0 for 2 in the
second.
Here
we go. Get it down. Get it down.
Govan with a steal. Mayhem everywhere. Cruzy's going to draw a foul. And Cruzy's going to go to the line and shoot two. So Grayson now with a personal foul.
He almost looked like he grabbed him out there, Dave. Lately, they didn't call that, and Cruz went ahead and took it in by himself and got a lot of contact.
We saw about the most insignificant intentional foul called last night in the Ludlow Calvary game, where neither myself, Scott, or anybody in the house was thinking intentional. It was, you know, a scramble for a ball on the floor. And all of a sudden, they came out of there and called an intentional foul.
Wow.
Calvary went to the line, shot two, and got the ball back. And Cruzy hits the second. 39 now to 31.
Right, got a rate point.
Well, at least
yeah.
We are getting to the free throw line tonight.
Yep.
That was our 14th and 15th effort. I want to thank Jacob Light for joining me between games, a pretty productive conversation with the football quarterback as Owen Setters knocks down the dead man shot and makes it a 10-point advantage for St. Henry. Blocking foul now by Camden Fetters.
That's three on the big boy there. Let's see, Elmer, Dave Faust puts him on the pine here, puts in the little guy,
yep.
Kaiser, Ethan Kaiser.
Yeah, Kaiser's scrappy, and so they lose a little height and muscle there as Fetters steps out. Rosser to inbound from the hash mark, and it'll go to Mason Cepate. 4:55 to play in the third. Mustangs got behind 8-1 early on. Cut that deficit and then fell behind again a little later in the period, 33-21. Shot put up, no good. One done for the Mustangs, and the Crusaders are in a hurry. Dribble exhibition put on by Matthew Reising. And, three-point shot in the corner. They pass on it. Here comes Rising with a quick first step.
That should be on the ground, and it's not.
And they're going to give him continuation and the left-handed layup. Double figures now for Rising, 10 points and one.
And that's three on Luke Schumacher, one of our bigs with three, Dave, and we're only sitting on two true bigs, if you consider Luke a true big.
And the shot's
you can't
good.
Have that happen.
And then the easy rebound stick back by Setters. Now we're really in trouble. 45-31, St. Henry again putting numbers on the board in a hurry.
It was eight just a blank ago, Dave. 33, Owen Setters, that's his third. Those Scott's letting Luke Schumacher fly with three fouls on him.
So Brandon Beasel will inbounds from underneath.
Faust has not let the setter fly with three fouls on him.
We bounce past it inside. Govan quickly draws a double. Puts it on the deck. One dice. Goes to spin. Kicks it outside. Brandon Beasel cannot get a shot off. Now he's being confronted by Kaiser. Slides down low. We bounce past him the ball. Govan kicks it all the way to Cruzy. Cruzy's going to take on the world in the paint. That results in a missed shot and a running right-hander coming by the crew. The other way rims out. St. Henry getting pretty good looks here. Now they kick it all the way out to the horse head. Drive. Take on Govan and get the whistle. So Rhett Ravenscraft, you may remember Glenn Ravenscraft, former superintendent over Campbell County Schools. This would be his grandson. So Ravenscraft will go to the free throw line, shoot two. The personal foul is assessed to Cruz, his second.
I was wondering if that's a shooting foul too, Dave. It seemed like it was a bit before the basket, but
I don't know. Mayhem is the order. I mean, we're both attacking.
Yeah.
St. Henry's defense is aggressive. And now it's 46 as Rhett Ravenscraft comes away with one. 46-31.
And our point guard, David Govan, bringing the ball off the court.
Govan again, candy apple red. He works. We're going to go high, low.
Oh, he
now.
Got bumped.
Yeah, he
Come
did.
On.
Gary, you got to see that is, man, they really jarred him down hip high on the high-low attempt. And we played on, and St. Henry gained an advantage from initiating the contact. Sideline to sideline, Ravenscraft attacks.
Oh, give him that.
And,
yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. Mason Seapate's going to stand in and take the charge. So good job by Mason. Absorbs the contact and earns back the Brossard Mustangs' possession of the ball.
And Rhett Ravenscraft picks up his third. That's a second starter from St. Henry with three fouls on him.
Quickly off the bench, rising back into the lineup. Full court pressure again. We throw over the top of it. Woosley dribbles into a double team, which results in a turnover.
Oh, then he goes up and down.
A little travel or something wrong with that one.
Yeah.
But before the officials can call it, number 11, Grayson knocks down a three-point goal or make it a two-point goal. 14 points now for Grayson. 48-31. It's ugly here tonight. We are really, really struggling against the defensive pressure. Ball comes in to Schumacher, faces up, gives it to Brandon Beasold. Beasold being confronted, Kaiser, and there's your 10% body contact.
Yep.
Hands clean.
Nice block.
Cipe tries to take it into the land of Giants, gets that stuff rejected. Now Rising climbs to the top of the scorer's table.
Coach Fowles
right over Jay Reck as he tries to come down with the loose ball.
Coach Fowles didn't like that long pass by Carson Shea. Gave him the eyeball.
Mustangs back in possession. We'll try again. Ball comes to Seapate. Ball shot fake. Pass fake. High ball screen, high low. Govan inside makes easy work of it. Double figures, 12 points for the big dog. Woof, woof. 48 now to 33. Minute 39 remains here to be played in the third.
Nothing. I'll call it amazing.
We reached around with two hands in an attempt to tie up the ball handler, and Seapate is going to be whistled for a personal foul.
I don't think I've ever seen that call a jump ball, Dave. So,
nope.
But maybe on the front side, I think Govan had a hand on it.
Rising with a quick shot, no good. Rossard in transition.
And
score it. Mason Seapate attacks the basket. Two passes. Ball does not hit the floor. Whistle and a foul.
Jack Grayson, his third, and the third starter of St. Henry with three fouls. 1:24 left to go in the third. So a lot of time and three starters in trouble. But St. Henry's been going 8 or 9 deep.
Yeah, they have. Seapate at the line to complete the three-point play and makes it happen. 8 points now for Mason Seapate, who's hit for the cycle. Free throws, two-pointer, and a three-point goal. 48 now to 36. The margin is 12. A minute 20 remains here in the third period. Dribble drive. This kid's quick. Carson Shea. Stop. Pop. No good. Rebound. Smallest man on the floor. Kaiser. And back out to Shea. Shea might give him a run for his money, as smallest man. St. Henry spreading it out. Rising threatens to pull from three. Dribbles it inside. Throws one up. about 15 feet high, won't go, and C-Pate with the rebound. Here comes Woosley, attacks, tries to feed Schumacher up Main Street, but it is a turnover and results in a Ethan Kaiser basket. Time what?
He's pointing on injury on St. Henry. It looks like Matthew Rising, he's limping off the court here.
Yeah, Rising heads to the end of the bench. Might have got the wind knocked out of him a bit.
Yeah,
I don't see any structural damage.
Yeah, he just pounded against the wall. Yeah. It's one of them injuries, Dave.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I got you.
I think so, yeah.
Right. Here we go. We're going to try and outrun him. Woosley to Beasel. One-on-one. Govan attacks. Running right-hander. Scores at 6 points in the period. 14 points on the night. Govan brings it back to 12, 50 to 38. 10 seconds, no time for long sentences. St. Henry does a good job freeing shooters. 3, 2, 1. Off balance, no good. And that will be the end of the third period as St. Henry tips it in, but all three officials wave it off in unison, as you like to see. And after three periods of play here in the side home, the St. Henry Crusaders add 12 points to their tally, and the Mustangs answer with 10.
What did you have the largest lead there, David? Did they get up to 16 or so at one point?
No, possibly.
Yeah, I thought it was close to that. If not, because I remember after they had 8, I said, you know, we were down 8, and then I blinked, and it was like 14 or something like that. So
it was 33-26. That's
only 7. oh well. I thought it was a big gap for some reason. So yeah. We'll figure it out.
28-15, 13 is...
Yeah, that's about what it was, yeah. So
15 at 46-31. There's your 17.
Did I get it? All right, yeah.
48-31.
Yeah, I'm like a steel trap, yeah. Dave. Because I remember
it was
8, and I looked up and I was like, what
in
the heck
half.
Just happened? Yeah.
So you're right. The biggest deficit was 17, which now stands at 12.
Ladies and gentlemen, right, so. Virginia Guest is here in the crowd. Let's
hear it
for Virginia Guest,
88-year-old
grandma.
Oh, wow. 88-year-old out in this cold weather.
Yeah. The ref went over and gave her a high five. She's in the front row.
Good for her.
That's a spot where
wearing Hialeah pink.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Fourth quarter. 8 minutes remains in this ball game. If the Mustangs are going to do something about that 12-point deficit, it should be memorable. Beasold, Woosley, C-Pate,
there's
two Govan.
Right
how about you, David? Oh. David leaves it short and then climbs over the back of the defender and perhaps, nope, that is Govan's.
It's only his first.
It's only his first.
Yeah. That's our fourth team foul, fifth.
Three new ones on their way in. This will be Nate Chalk along with Jack Poe. And
they're not.
Nope, didn't get there quite quickly enough, and Coach Scott Coates sends them back. Ball around the horn, dribble drive, baseline, and then backs it right out of there. Pretty good ball handling, and what do we have? Oh,
that is
Sam.
Slinky, yeah.
Sam Willicky, don't play so rough.
Yeah.
Willicky with a hold off the ball. So both teams now with 5 team fouls. Up, Brossard now with 6 team fouls. St. Henry with 5. Ball comes in all the way top of the key. Nobody comes out and picks up Carson Shea, and he says, that's okay, I'm not going to shoot it.
What
anyway.
Are they calling on that? They calling that a big day?
I don't know. Hustle foul.
Yeah.
Govan probably a little contact, and that's not. That will be Govan. It'll be in second.
There should be shooting, too, by the way. Yeah, there you go.
And this will send Camden Fetters to the line to shoot the bonus.
It's a 1-1 bonus opportunity.
In and out again. We're going to work that bench a little bit. Coe's back out. Shock's back out.
Yeah, short-lived cameo appearance.
Cruzy and C-Pate working that ever-important offense-defensive stands right there, Dave.
Mr. Hunter and Brandon Beasel both chatting with Scott Code. At the line is waiting patiently Camden Fetters. And he'll shoot the bonus. First one is airborne and no good. And Govan skies and comes down with a rebound. Finds Brandon Beasold being confronted by Carson Shea.
He just gave up his dribble. Nobody's
ball
there to help him.
Ball knocked loose, and this is going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Brandon Beasold.
Beas wants the foul. So does Scott Code.
Yeah, and so do the Brasswood Mustang fans. So, again, our defensive duo late getting to the scorers table. So when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when you want to smile but you have to sigh, that's one of these situations here for the Mustangs tonight. There is a quick take all the way from the corner to the basket by Ethan Kaiser. 6 points now for Kaiser.
The big man Fetters did a great screen to keep our guy from sliding in there to get that charge.
We're
going to
come back. Door and yes. Yes. Brandon Beasel finds Cruzy streaking through the back door. Cruzy puts it in the book and draws the whistle.
And Owen Setters picks up his fourth, Dave, and in comes right away Brandon Fetters, who had 9 in the first half. They were trading off 7 points for 9.
Great job there as we find Cruzy streaking up the middle. Cruzy stays focused on the task, plays through contact, scores it, and 1 3-point play the old-fashioned way. And now the gap is 11. 52 now to 41. 6:35. A lot of time left in this ball game.
Let's get a stop in single digits. Yeah, that's what we need.
Stop giving up easy looks to the crew. Bees. Chance for a deflection there. Stays back.
There's a mismatch.
Bonus both ways from this point on.
Govan was out on Shea, so there's got to be a mismatch for them underneath there.
And they throw it away. Brossard forces a turnover.
Ooh, get it, Bees.
Beasold comes away with it, loses his balance right at the center stripe, and now Brandon's going to back it off into the center circle. Give go up Main Street. How about
get in there.
David Govan for the second time has issued back-to-back assists. One to Brandon Beasold and one to Anthony Cruzy. And now we have fought our way back to a 9-point deficit, 52-43. 5:41 remains in the ball game. Brasswood freshman.
Crowd's getting into it, Dave. Here we go.
44-41.
Get on there.
Henry.
And we got a pick.
Wins by one. Govan steals it. Gets it ahead. Jack Poe. 3 consecutive field goals by the Mustangs and timeout. St. Henry's momentum has crept back into a Bishop Brasswood uniform as it's now 52-47. Great job, streaking Jack Poe.
Yeah,
good. And the Mustangs now on a bit of a run.
What is that? We've got
consecutive field goals plus a free throw to start. So a 7-2 run to start the fourth period.
All right. Yeah, I knew that timeout was coming before Dave Faust called it, and he had that red look on his face, and he wants a pound of flesh over there.
Well, you know, Brossard has made their defense shreddable here in the fourth quarter, and I'm sure David did not want to give us any life. Still, the gap is 7. Both teams are in the bonus. 5:22 remains in this ballgame. Brossard now with a little bit of light at the end of our tunnel.
We have 3 fouls on Luke. They are 3 on Ravenscraft, 3 on Grayson, 3 on Camden Fetters, and 4 on Owen Setters. So there's 5:22 left if they start getting touchy.
We are awaiting the St. Henry Crusaders still in their huddle.
He's taking his full minute, Dave.
If that was Tom Freppen down there, he'd have probably set
the
ball
on the ground,
down.
Yeah, started counting.
That was a point of emphasis a couple of years, about 20 years ago. All right, here we go. Gary Wilson will hand it in to the crew, and we're back to live action. 5:22 remaining here in the ballgame.
You were talking Tom Freppin Sr., I'm guessing.
Yes.
Look at this bumping and grinding out
here. Yeah, a little bit. They try to go back door, and they get it. So good athletic move deep by Camden Fetters. And he scores.
Yeah, he came out of there, didn't have what he wanted, but did a reverse on
it. So the Mustang run ends at 7.
There you go, bust through that.
Good job by Cruzy to step between the double team. C-Pate being hit from behind. And now we go from the baseline all the way up to the elbow. Bounce pass out to David Govan. Watches cutters in the open post offense, and we swing it to the fan side of the floor. Mustangs now being patient. St. Henry sagging off down into the paint.
Kick pass
off of the foot of Ethan Kaiser as Govan tried to feed a pass inside, which he was successful at twice here so far in the period.
Come on, let's get a quick hitter right here, Dave. Get it back to 7.
Bob, all the way up top. Mason Cepade has it. Turns, squares up.
And
they're going to call a charge. So Cepade runs over a defender. St. Henry stands in, says we can do that too. As the crew out Mustang, the Mustangs on charge taking. Cepade now is guilty of 2 of them on the night. You know, and here is a strip by Cruzy and puts it, up no good, Luke, and a foul. So Cruzy, with a contested layup effort, doesn't get it, but the hard-working Luke Schumacher right on the scene attacks and is fouled on the stick-back attempt.
And Camden Fetters now has 4.
Silence.
Could you hear that, folks?
Yeah, that was rim swish. So that would not have scored a point and beat Bill Bradley. Amy Neltner probably knows what I'm talking about. Amy, like, probably knows what I'm talking about when we talk about Bill Bradley. I used to run that quite a bit. Second effort, no good. Rebound pulled down by the crew. 54 now to 46.
That was hurry.
Maybe they're getting tired. 8-point deficit, and Brossard with the ball. Rebound to Luke Schumacher.
There it is.
Cepade in the corner.
Big man.
The big dog, and you can put this one in the bank. 16 points now for David Govan.
2 possession, Dave.
54-48, and the Mustangs are back to within 6. In timeout, St. Henry, a 30-second timeout.
All right, Mustangs playing some basketball.
Well, the Mustangs spreading them out a bit. Govan making good things happen for himself or somebody else. And the Mustangs have clawed back to make it a 6-point ballgame. Didn't we do this at St. Henry last year?
Weren't they
ahead? Didn't we claw back and
I don't remember,
tie it up? Or
if it wasn't for flashbacks, I wouldn't have a memory.
I hear you.
Unlike you, you know, you can rattle off.
Well,
you know,
and I say that. It might have been 3 years ago.
I always love every other year at St. Henry. We used to open up with them, if you remember, Dave. That
all the time,
Or that or the Silver Grove game. Yeah, that was I know we got them out of the way first back in the day when the Grove was around.
Did a trip over the track. Villa has stepped in and filled that vacancy. All right, Scott Code coaching them up. And David Faust, who thought he had a formality game here, coming out of the first half, finds himself clinging to a 54-48 lead. Says something about the makeup and character of this Brossard basketball team.
Yeah, Dave, you talked about Govan coming on in the second half. Our seniors are a lot of playing a JV game. Maybe we play him for a couple of quarters in a JV game, get him loose.
All right, out of the timeout. St. Henry going to force to throw it into the backcourt. Brossard stays man-to-man. They're going to double-stack him low.
Oh!
And Brandon Beasley.
Oh, they're calling it. That's our ball, Dave.
They're
going
to say that last touch by Red Ravens Cram.
And no arguments out of the same.
No,
I didn't see it. I thought Brandon tipped it. So we need to get some help down there. Luke, go help him.
Brandon Beasel with a hustle effort causes the ball out of bounds by Rhett Ravenscraft. Here we go. Rosser with a chance to further cut into the six-point deficit. 3:25 to play in the game. Cruzy making good things happen tonight in this one. Gets a high ball screen from C-Pate. Here comes Brandon. Gets it to C-Pate. C-Pate got a defender off his feet. Feeds the big dog, can't do anything with it.
Get that.
Cruzy for three. Would have brought the house down. But the rebound run down by Govan, who was balancing precariously, close to going out of bounds. Saved by a lifeboat. Timeout by the Mustangs with 3:05 remaining here in the game.
Quick call by Scott to call that. He looked over at the ref and said, "Where's the ball?" And he says, "Right here in this corner on the inside."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Ah, darn it." He was hoping for a different spot on the ball. So just the city reaction of Scott was hilarious. They're talking about the spot right here.
Yeah.
So
It can't be any deeper in the water cooler corner.
And what difference would it make, I guess, if he's behind the baseline there, Dave? I mean, it's still that same corner. You can't move because it's not after a made basket.
Yeah.
So
right in front of Ron Verst, the athletic director, and Coach Paul Wiggins, the football coach. Kurt Beasel down there.
Yeah, with a big W tonight from the Frosch.
Yeah. Frosch are getting better.
Yeah.
A lot of good individual improvements seeing in now. They're starting to play together. That's what freshman basketball is all about. Hey, remember the JVs? Was that last year? Started out 2-8 and then ran off 9 in a row and ended up with a winning season. All right, here we go. 3:05 to play, and Brossard will throw it in from as deep in the coffin corner as we can possibly get. Cruzy looks over the outstretched arms of the defender and finds the biggest target on the floor, David Govan. Govan gets it up to Brandon Beasel. We're going to get it to him inside. And Govan scores, and it's a four-point ball game. 54-50. Things turning serious now. Mustangs trailed by 12 coming out of that third quarter. Has now cut it to four rising attempts to
out of there.
And they shoot it out of bounds, and the Mustangs are going to retake possession. Oh, man. David Faust will be pulling out what little hair that he has remaining as the Mustangs now launching a major threat. Cruzy, stop, go, stop, go. Gets it to Govan, out to C-Pate. Can't get the three off because Grayson's right there to turn him back. Luke Schumacher, front iron, one and done, rising. Nope, that's the big boy, 33 setters, down with the rebound. So the Mustangs, for the first time in a long time, come up empty. St. Henry, in close, no good. C-Pate with the rebound. Outlets to Cruzy. Cruzy under pressure from Red Ravenscraft. We're under 2 minutes to play in the ball game. Both teams in the bonus. Possession arrow says St. Henry.
There it is, right open.
And that could not have been any easier from Luke Schumacher to David Govan, who now has 20 points. It's a two-point ball game, 54-52. Now everybody's involved. Minute 24 to play in the game. Exhorting the Mustang defense. Student section on their feet. Up top, Cruzy putting pressure on Kaiser.
Get that. Oh,
and they're going to call a foul on Anthony. Anthony was a little too close to the defender to bust it out.
That's going to put, who is that, number 11, Jack Grayson, on the line.
Grayson, for the first time tonight, will attempt shots from the free throw line.
And they'll be shooting double after this one.
And this will be 1-1, the student section, giving him the 1-4. It bounces front iron, backboard, and through. 55-52, still a one-possession ball game. And he gets them both. So Grayson, first time denied, and Grayson now has 16, and he has hit for the cycle. A pair of threes, three twos. Make it four twos and a pair of free throws. Time out on the floor. 1:11. The time it takes a Turfway Park thoroughbred on a good night to run six furlongs.
Got a three-year-old?
Remains here in the ball. They've been putting up some quick times over there. 109s, 108s. But that is a synthetic surface that tightens as the weather drops and gets cold.
Interesting.
And then
yeah.
If it freezes, well, they're just on the magic carpet.
And it's been freezing lately, so.
4.2 possession ball game now for the Crusaders. David Govan, who did not score in the first period, put up 8 points in the third, 8 points in the second, 6 points in the third, and six more right here in the fourth.
And he's going to have responsibilities.
20 points for the Brossard Big Dog. All right, he'll throw it in against the press.
Ooh.
And gets it in to Cruzy. Cruzy back to Govan. Govan will play guard. Bring it up across the timeline as the Crusaders drop back. We're now under a minute. Ball to Cruzy, to Beasel. Come on, Brandon, pull
the trigger.
Somebody's
on the ground. Yeah.
And the Mustangs are going to have to reset. 10 seconds off of the clock. Luke Schumacher, the left-hander for three.
In
the bank's open. Schumacher has hit a three-point goal. Luke Schumacher, when he saw nobody else willing to take the shot, knocks it down. 56-55, and there is a foul on Cruzy, which will send the Crusaders to the line for the double, but have stopped the clock at 30.6. So Grayson, who just hit the last two, back on the line for an encore appearance. Noise a bit deafening, and the first one no good. Timeout. Brossard, full timeout. 30.6 remains here in the ball game. Well, what started out to be a bit of a downer as we were being dominated by the Crew defensively has turned into a dogfight, and the Mustangs have made up a 12-point deficit to trail here by only one and are in possession of the basketball with 30.6 remaining in the game.
Have we had a lead, Dave? Did we have a 2-0 lead? Or I don't believe we did we?
I think we may have hit a free throw to start the game. Yeah, 1-0,
right.
And that was it.
Let's get our second
lead.
That's
been a long time ago. Well, if the St. Henry JVs can do it to our JVs, let's return the favor to the St. Henry Crusaders. 56-55 ball game. Crew in the double bonus. Brossard qualifies for the 1-1. All right, here we go. Out of the full Brossard timeout. Govan chatting with Brandon Beasel, Luke Schumacher, Mason Cepate, and Brandon Beasel. So I was wrong in Brossard possession of the ball. One free throw remains for Jack Grayson. Grayson up, deep, no good. And Brossard now is in possession of the ball with 25 seconds remaining in the game. Cruzy across the timeline.
Oh, he's tripped up.
Well, he now recovers. Bounce passes.
It's in there.
We're going to Govan.
Oh, man,
it hit both sides of the net. Wouldn't go.
Oh,
a foul against the Mustangs. Govan looked like money in the bank with that stretch out off the glass. The ball hit the backboard, the far side of the rim, the front side, and fell off. So a foul committed with 12.1 remaining here in the ballgame. And the same shooter that just missed two has now missed three.
All right. I guess it's a two-point or a three-point. Coach say run it, boys. Go for it. He's
all
not
right.
calling a timeout.
12
he
seconds
said, run it.
To play
Do
in
it.
The game.
Take it and go down
the
score.
The Mustangs are going to get a chance to win it. The second went up. No good. Govan rebound. Gets it to Schumacher. Says, I don't want it. 8 seconds across the timeline. Cruzy emerges, Beasel for three, and misses everything as time expires. So a tough loss. I never thought you'd hear me say that
in this
ball
game.
But the Mustangs rally back from down 10 at the half. 12 after 3 and had the ball in the air that would have put the ball on the wall by Brandon Beasel. No good. Time expires. Game ends. Crusaders survive by a score of 56-55. Let's take a break. Let's hear a spot for Brossard Mustangs championship caliber basketball. Man, that would have been a nice win.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
Ah, not to be, but great effort nonetheless.
Hi, this is Dave Schaubel doing what I do best, promoting the merits of Brossard High School and our Brossard Mustangs basketball program. Our fabled past is legendary, including an All-A state championship, a pair of appearances in the 10th region championship game, and a regional championship, a win in the Sweet 16 state tournament at Rupp Arena. 7 district championships, 6 NKAC Division III titles, and more recently, 3 NKAC Division II championships. Our Mustangs have sustained only one losing season in the past 27 years. Scott Code is in his second year at the helm of the Mustangs basketball program, having steered our team through an injury-plagued COVID pandemic season, still emerging with a 13-11 record. Scott served as his brother Mike's JV coach or varsity assistant for 12 of his 16 years as our head coach. Scott served as the head coach at Campbell County from 2007 through 2012, chalking up 49 wins versus 32 losses over that time span. Here at Brossard, Scott's JV teams were district champs in 2012 and 2014. They were sole NKAC Division II champs in 2015. As our JV coach, Scott coached teams amassed 81 wins against only 27 losses. Many of our Mustangs are multi-sport athletes, excelling on the soccer pitch, the football field, running cross-country, playing golf, or participating in baseball or track. We have been broadcasting our games live over the internet since 2002, providing our fans with live calls and our players with a library of broadcast archives to share with their own kids or grandkids someday. We publish a media guide providing exposure for our student athletes to the media and college coaches of the state, and we maintain a college-caliber basketball-specific B-Mustangs website reporting on all of our freshmen, JV, and varsity players and their games. Come join the men who have joined the Mustangs. Why wouldn't you want to be a Brossard Mustang?
Dave Shavel, Dave Tremmen back in the booth here where the Mustangs make a valiant come from behind last ditch effort to win the ball game. Had the ball in the air, or they could have sent this one into the win column after trailing by as many as 17 points in the game. Come back and fall to the Crusaders by a score of 56 to 55. The Mustangs with seven scores, led by David Govan, 20 points with a bunch of assists, a bunch of rebounds, and an all-around pretty productive game from the big dog. Seven from Luke Schumacher and another monumental high-intensity effort from the junior. 8 points from Mason C. Pate, nailed a three-pointer back in the first period, hit for the cycle. Three for Jack Poe, nine for Brandon Beasold, two for Logan Woosley, and six for Anthony Cruzy. The Mustangs tonight got to the line a lot and hit a bunch. 14 of 19 for the Mustangs, so we like definitely to see that. Put 17 points on the board in the fourth quarter, outscore the Crew 17-6, and nearly overcome that 12-point deficit that we faced coming out of the third quarter. For the Crusaders, 8 in the book, led by Jack Grayson with 16 points, including a pair of threes. 10 points for Matthew Rising, 9 for Braden Fetters, 7 for Owen Setters. 6 points for Ethan Kaiser, 4 for Camden Fetters, 3 for Rhett Ravenscraft, and a free throw by Carson Shea. Periods of 22, 16, 12, and 6. And tonight it was the St. Henry Crusaders who had free throw shooting woes as they managed merely 8 of 18 and missed the last four when they could have put the game on ice with made free throws.
Yeah, Dave, that'll send nightmares to your coach's mind, as we well know. We've seen that before. Got the stats from the lovely McKenzie Code. We turned the ball over 16 times. So that's only 6 in the second half, Dave, because
yeah,
we had
that's better.
10 in the first half. Yeah, rebounds, we ended up with 20. 7 by the big dog, David Govan, and 6 by Luke Schumacher. The 5 by Luke Schumacher was the amount of assists that he had in this game.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so we had 15 assists, 16 turnovers. Let's see what we shot here as a team, Dave. Make sure I get the right screen here. There we go. We shot 25 from behind the arc. We were 3 of 12.
Yep, that's too bad.
Yep, exactly.
You know, Brandon couldn't have hit one or two or C-Pate after hitting that first one. Did not come back with a second. But, you know, valiant effort. My hat's off to our guys, as this was sort of a ho-hum, you know, just a one-sided domination pretty much by the Crusaders, who said you can't handle our pressure, and for three quarters they were right. We did, as you said, trail by as many as 17 just before the half, and we did cut that to 10 at 38-28, but then the Crew able to outscore us 12-10, limit our production to 10 points in the third. But then the Mustangs with a little bravado came back, shown themselves to be formidable, putting up 17 points and exceeding our season average of 54 by scoring 55. Actually,
what you say, St. Henry was
even there? Though St. Henry, we had 38 in the first half, en route to 76, was held 2 points under their season average of 58.
Well, there you go, Dave. That's why they play all four quarters of these games. And, young high school kids learning the game, learning the trade, and hot one day from the line, cold the next day. You know, the Govan basket here, Dave, that he made that beautiful move that just rolled in and out.
Yeah.
You know, we had a lot of those shots. You know, in the meantime, they missed 4 free throws at the end of the game from, I'm guessing, you know, you want Jack Grayson on the line, you know, at that particular situation. He'd hit 2 threes on his head. 14, 16 points already, including two straight foul shots. So, you know, they had the man they wanted on the line. He drew ice, and we had the shot we wanted with Govan underneath. It just rolled out, you know. Great hustle by a lot of players on his team. Cruzy with an outstanding game today, Dave. I thought he did a lot offensively, defensively.
I thought Cruzy had a really, really nice game and took a major step forward.
Yeah, he did a lot of things where he bumped and grind, where they had those three bigs, and they'd create a lot of mismatches, and he wasn't giving up a space underneath. You know, and once again, how about Luke Schumacher? You know, I always rant and rave about him. He's improving every day and dropped the three. I even said earlier in the year, I said, man, if that kid could just hit the three, that'd be nice because he's got that right size and that ability to rebound and that scrappiness play. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, at that point in time, it was the right thing to do. Time was running off the clock. We were under a minute. Luke found himself with it and didn't have anywhere else to go to create anything. So, he put it up, and boom, in the book it went.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it was a one-possession ball game. So, a great effort, unfortunately not rewarded. It'll give us something to build on. So a lot of positive signs if you go back and take a look at, the games that we have played in here this season. Quarter number three against Beachwood stands out, and then we have had other quarters which stand out. And, of course, quarter four here tonight against the St. Henry Crusaders when we outscore them 11. Unfortunately, we were down 12.
Yeah, exactly right. You need that extra bucket there, Dave. And, great effort. You get down 17, you quit.
Yep.
No, we didn't. We came back and we chipped away and took chunks at a time and, caused havoc for Coach Fowles, had him call some timeouts he probably didn't want to call. And, like you said, lost some more hair, turned a little bit grayer, but came out with a W at the end of the night.
All right. Well, I'd love that. This would have been a great interview with Scott
Coates. Oh, my gosh,
what are you doing here?
Yeah.
because things were not looking in our favor. Hoping to come back and earn a little respectability, become contentious. But then to talk about actually winning the ball game, that just seemed like that was on a different planet for us tonight. But in the second half, we outscore St. Henry 27-18. So, like you said, maybe we need to play a preliminary quarter or half just to get into the flow of the game before we turn on the lights and start keeping the score on the scoreboard. So let's figure on Thursday night down on the Carruthers Road Hill. We'll do a varsity game only. That'll be a 7:30 event. I'll check with Dan Schultz, see if he is available to make that trek to the Carruthers Road Hill, and we'll be in Taylor Mill for the Brossard-Scott game on Friday night. So, long night, the Brossard freshman victorious, 44-41. It really wasn't that close. The JVs, who we were up 10 at halftime, or 11, 18-7, unfortunately, succumbed to the Crusaders in the second half and lose by a possession. And then here tonight in the feature, 56-55 in favor of the St. Henry Crusaders. A nice chat with Jacob Light tonight. Glad I had a chance to talk to him and some of his thoughts about being the football quarterback, about the team being 12-0, and about the overall Brossard football experience. So I hope everybody will take time. If you didn't get a chance to hear that, it'll be late tonight, but I promise before I go to bed at 2 or 3 in the morning that the link will be up to listen to the JV game, the interview, and the varsity game as separate entities. All right, until Thursday night, live and direct from the Carruthers Road Hill, while we follow the ladies' quest head toward the district and regional play. Dave Schommel and Dave Trentman saying, man, that would have been a great one to pull out. Wasn't meant to be, is what it is. And the Mustangs lose by a single digit, 56-55. So, still a great night to be a Mustang. Plenty of promise. One thing they always give us is promise for the future. We will move forward and see y'all later from Alexandria here in the Side Dome. Good night, everybody, from Alexandria.